Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
After a new study reported that a dog tested positive for the virus in France. The greyhound dog in Paris tested positive 12 days after its owners displayed symptoms. The report is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FBI for its raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. DeSantis compared documents in a locked closet gets a raid, and documents on a wide-open web server does not get a raid.
Maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua, when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information.
Two primary elections today, Alaska and Wyoming. Today we'll find out if Liz Cheney's attacks on President Trump sat well with her Cowboy State constituents, as she's being challenged by Trump-supported Harriet Hageman. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
The FBI stormed President Trump's Florida Mar-a-Lago home last week with automatic machine guns at the ready. Exceeding the warrant's writ, the FBI stole President Trump's passports in the raid. In another display of exceeding their mandate, Trump called out the FBI for the theft, and the FBI offered to return the passports. A pizza recall is underway in America.
Chicago-based Home Run In Frozen Pizza is recalling more than 13,000 pounds of frozen meat pizza products. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the food may have been contaminated with foreign material, including metal. The recall applies to frozen 33.5-ounce cartons containing Home Run In Chicago's Premium Pizzeria Deluxe Sausage Classic Pizza. They were also produced on June 6th and the Best Buy date of December 2nd, 2022. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
A pay dispute in Massachusetts has one person taking a website down and going home.
Officials in Newton, Massachusetts are investigating a former employee they accuse of shutting down the police website during a pay dispute. The mayor says a former employee, the police department's IT director, took down the department's website in late June and July. According to the Boston Globe, the website directed visitors to a message that called on them to ask the mayor to restore it. Mayor Ruth Ann Fuller says the employee controls access to the website and has not turned it over to the city. A new department website is now live. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
With the American people on the hook for another $739 billion for the partisan tax and spend bill, Tom O'Sabin is with the National Association of Tax Professionals and says some things are still unknown in this bill.
There's also a 1% tax that's being placed upon corporations for doing stock buybacks. Again, that would normally happen in a larger company. Just throw out somebody like Amazon or Google or IBM who may want to buy back stock from shareholders, and there will be a 1% tax. How that's calculated, we don't know at this point, whether it would be on the market value of that stock or an average of a market value as to when the date goes out. But those are some big end revenue raisers.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And the way things are happening, man, I'll tell you, are we off the rails or what here? Seriously, I don't know how you look at it at any other way. Gary Bauer in his recent column had this to say. He says, you know, if you're walking down the street and some stranger came out of nowhere and said, hey, stop, don't, you know, what would you do? I mean, you wouldn't just keep on going. I think you might think about the warning of what somebody's saying, right? And he uses this as an example, and I've been going through the same thing. You've heard me talk about, conversations with people from Venezuela and other parts of the world that see what's going on in America, and they're all yelling the same thing. They're all saying, stop. Where you're headed is exactly where we went, and, from open borders all the way down. And this is what happened to our country. Fortunately, we had America we could run to. But what does America have after America's gone? Where are we going to run to? I mean, these are the same people that escaped Fidel Castro, Chinese Americans, who watched their country sink into the hellhole of communism. As I mentioned, Venezuelans, who once lived in the most prosperous nation in South America, only to see Marxism destroy it, inflation up over 1,000%. They're eating out of the back of trash trucks, ladies and gentlemen. People are dying. You have no idea here in America. We're so spoiled. We have no idea what it is to starve to death. And I know that sounds pretty hyperbolic, but I'm telling you, the signs are there, and this government that we have in place right now could care less about the common man. You've got to wake up. John Whitehead is with us from the Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead, I've been looking forward to this conversation. I was so glad that you're available because we need your sober perspective and all that's happening here. I mean, you've been sounding the alarm for decades regarding this runaway government. And boy, they're at a point now where you're thinking, how are we going to stop this and get control of our country?
It's going to be very, very difficult. Like you said, I've been doing this for decades. I've been screaming it since way back in the early 1990s. I saw this emerge with the SWAT teams and all that stuff. But and the mainstream media, as you know, doesn't cover most of this stuff, so you don't ever see it coming. They didn't want you to see it coming. But with 80,000 SWAT team raids, a lot of them dealing with IRS, FBI agents, pulling people out of their apartments. Way back, you're talking about 15 years ago, pulling people who had overdue education loans, pulling them out of their houses, slamming them face down, SWAT team raids on their lawns and stuff like that. So, again, I kept telling people this is coming. They kept going, oh, but we really trust the government. And I'm going, wait a second. What does it say, bouncing all around you, that little phrase, in God we trust?
Yeah.
And James Madison said, it's the man who gave us our Bill of Rights. He said, we ought to mistrust all those in government.
Exactly.
That's exactly where we're at. I'm just trying to, we've been, Like I say, the ship's almost gone so far down the road, it's going to be extremely difficult to turn it back now. You have the so-called deep state, which has been revealed, and they move in and out. I mean, and again, it's the billionaires who run Washington, D.C. They're called the 1%. They're there for one thing, money, power, control. They're willing to take the average American, take them out, shoot them, throw them down, whatever, just to get their money. That's what they want. They want your money. They want your control. They want you sitting and staring at a TV set. The average American, 150 hours a month. They want total control. As long as they got you staring at something and going, oh, I believe everything they're telling me. I believe it all, yes.
Yeah.
You're becoming very foolish. And a foolish population is the ones that get sucked down. Hitler, people like that, you go back to the past, Hitler and people like that, they did it really smoothly. They didn't go in the office blowing people off the street. They were rounding them up, putting them in camps. They were doing things that were obvious, but people would walk by and go, oh, good, I can go this, go shopping right now. I got enough money to shop at this new fancy store. And that's basically what it was like. This America, though, I'm telling you, is it could be breaking up into factions. We don't know what's coming. And what I'm telling people is there is a hope. And in the 10th Amendment says local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. Okay, local governments, if you don't like what they're doing out of Washington, D.C., stop it.
Exactly.
You have FBI agents. Listen, FBI agents who work on police all across the country, even setting up false Facebook accounts to lure you in. And groups like this and the IRS, which have been doing, like I said, been doing this stuff for years. I mean, we have people, cases I've had, radio talk show hosts like you, Bill, who on the air one night just went off a little bit and got, you know, was telling how bad the government was. It sucked. It needed to be overthrown. He goes home. On his doorknob is a little round thing hanging off of it, swinging one of those door handles that said the FBI needs to have an interview with you immediately. He contacted me. I contacted the FBI and said, no, you're not touching him. I'm representing this man. You come see me. They didn't show up. See, they come around to intimidate. They've been doing this since the 1950s. Folks, go back and study the McCarthy era and see what happened with people. I mean, we've had a FBI, IRS hierarchy that's been doing this for years, been scaring people, telling them they're going to lose their livelihoods, they're taking them away, the raids. I mean, it's an awful situation that, again, when I first saw it, I said, I'm going to write about this. I'm going to wake people up. But people don't want to believe it. They want to believe that this president or that president is a really good guy. He's going to hang out.
Right.
But
yeah.
As you can see, they're going after one another now.
No, this is totally unhinged. Hey, John, let's go back to what you talked about earlier. And you talked about In God We Trust. See, the problem with America today is we don't trust God anymore.
No.
And so that's why all this is unwinding. And just like you said, there's been all these factions that have been created. I mean, we're told that we're a racist nation. You talk to blacks in today's black America, they go, we don't know what you're talking about. The people that measure these things, they say, well, you know, racism probably is now down to, you know, less than 10% of America is what you might consider truly racist.
Yeah.
But to listen to Joe Biden and the Democrats, you think it's 99%. So this is what they did in Germany. This is what they've done in nations before and how they've broken up empires and cultures. Exactly.
They want to get us divided, get us at each other's throats. COVID vaccine had an amazing impact on Americans to the point where neighborhoods have disappeared in some areas. People don't trust each other anymore. And that, they don't want the populace trusting each other because if you look at the way this government was formed, in this country, in America, land of the free, home of the brave, was this idea that local governments govern best. Not that thing out of Washington, D.C. That's why you got a Bill of Rights. The people who originally read the Constitution said, hey, we don't want a government that could get totally out of hand. We need a Bill of Rights. And that's why you got the Bill of Rights. And again, schools don't teach them anymore. Lawyers I talk to can't tell me the freedoms in the First Amendment. They don't even know what's in the Fifth Amendment. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me. What's happened to this country? So
exactly. They've
dumbed down the education. And that's where we're at. People are looking for false saviors. Someone's going to save them. But listen, folks, the only people who are going to save you is you.
Yes.
The Constitution starts out with those words, we the people do ordain and establish this Constitution. We are the government. Remember, They serve us. We don't serve them. When they're banging our heads on the ground or crashing through our doors in the middle of the night without a warrant, these SWAT team raids, this country should be up in arms and ready to fight. But are we?
Yeah, exactly. And then let's throw in the weaponization of the IRS that you've been talking about for a long time. More from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend $1 a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend $1 a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Was saying just a moment ago, you know, the force can happen at the local level, and it's not, it does happen. If you remember last week, we spoke with Sheriff Bob Songer, the sheriff of Clinchetat County in Washington State, and he's basically put the ATF agents on notice. He says, look, you will be arrested if you attempt a surprise home visit in my region, you know, in my area of responsibility. See, this is the kind of power that sheriffs have. And, you know, John, you've spoken about this before. And this is a dangerous time for us to live in when you are apathetic and you're without knowledge. If you've allowed yourself to be dumbed down, and especially when it comes to our government, if you're not aware of the Constitution and your rights and the power that rests in the hands of we the people, we're going to get run over. This is why we are where we are right now, $30 trillion in debt. You've got a runaway government. You got a government going in and breaking into the home of a former president. And there's no, you know, they're not even talking about what's happening. There's no transparency about, hey, here's what happened. This is why we had to do this. They're quiet, and they know that what happens in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And we've got lots of opinions running out there. And, of course, like everything that has to do with Donald Trump, it's very little positive. It's whoa, he's deserving of this. You know, you got the same talking heads jumping up and down that were claiming that Donald Trump was going to get arrested, that he was such an evil person. He colluded with the, with the Russians. The president, even the attorney general of New York, referred to Donald Trump as being illegitimate. I mean, this man has been hounded, you know, for years, and it's never ending. And the only thing that it leads you to believe is they must be afraid of one Donald Trump.
Well, they don't want anybody that thinks independently, for one thing, and they don't want anybody that's going against the mainstream. And that's what you happen when you speak. You know, when you speak truth to power, you'll get your head smacked. I've done it for years, folks. I've defended a lot of people. I mean, decorated veterans who merely criticized the government on through one of their emails,
Facebook
the
or whatever,
FBI and the NSA show up their door, agents, mm-hmm. and say, "Hey, we're going to send you out of this country if you do any more of this. We're going to deport you." This is actual cases that I've worked on. Mm-hmm. They've been there for so long, and like I say, showing up people's doors and threatening them. And again, it's what we need is a people that's willing to do it, like the sheriff saying, "Get out of my region." If we had a good, there are lots of really good sheriffs now who are starting to do that and say that. These guys are the people we should be backing. They're the people saying that we, the people, do govern here in our local community, not you, the government. Mm-hmm. And the so-called government out of D.C., which is basically there, like I said, to get your money. And they've been terrorizing people, like I said, since the early 1950s. Mm-hmm. If you go read my book, Battlefield America, it should scare you where the origins of a lot of this stuff came from. And it's right after World War II. I mean, I've talked about this before in your program, but Project Paperclip, folks, look it up. See what it says, but a lot of former Nazis were brought into this country by groups like the FBI and whatever at the time, and were put into government and institutions and stuff like that. It didn't stop. The program didn't stop until 1973 of these people coming in this country, some from Argentina and some countries like that where they went to hide. So we have something that's totally out of control. It's a beast, and the beast is going to in my opinion, gobble us up. I think we only have about a decade. I've been telling people that. I've seen it get worse and worse and worse and worse. And now this Donald Trump thing is a call to say, wake up, folks. This is maybe the final gong.
Exactly. It's accelerating. It's an acceleration right now, John. I mean, even to the point where you've got the FBI seizing the phone of a congressman, you know, Scott Perry. I mean, what is all that about?
They want the information and the control. That's what they want, you know. I mean, this is a government through the FBI and IRS that follow people like Martin Luther King around. Mm-hmm. 17,000 page file on Martin Luther King, trying to destroy him. Ernest Hemingway, John Lennon, the Beatle had a 400 page file just because he came to the country and had done some anti-war stuff. Frank Sinatra wrote a letter in support of an organization. He was investigated by the FBI. They're watching everybody. Now they're creating safety lists with local police, and there's a lot of local police are working with FBI heavily and watching everything you're doing out there. doing everything you're doing. And some, they've actually used informants, by the way, paying them up to $80,000, $100,000 a year. Informants who walk into groups and, well, infiltrate groups, let's say protest groups. And I keep telling people, if you have a protest group, be really careful who you're working with. You might have an FBI agent sitting there with you. In the 60s, they grew their hair long, smoked pot, grew a beard,
exactly,
and tried to destroy the so-called peace movement. So you're dealing with an organization that has a long history of this kind of stuff. And, again, the only hope we have is that we, the people, wake up. You used the word awareness. Aware of what's going on. Aware equals freedom.
Right.
Freedom to speak up, speak your mind. Get down to your local public schools and make them start teaching those Bill of Rights. They don't want rebels. What are rebels? People who speak back and say, hey, I disagree. Not violently, but I disagree and I'm going to protest. They don't want that.
Well, John, help us understand, you know, as a constitutional attorney, what the heck happened here with the FBI coming down on the President of the United States? The President's lawyer said, look, we just had meetings, you know, with the archive, National Archive representatives, showed them everything. Everything was rolling along. They took some boxes. They left some boxes there. And they decided, you know, they didn't want to do a subpoena. They offered a subpoena before, and Trump said, hey, look, come on in. You know, it's fine. You know, check it out. Do whatever. It was very cordial. And you know, from my understanding, that meeting in June went very amiably. They were progressing, the whole deal, no big whoop. And then all of a sudden now, you've got guns a-blazing. You got FBIs, 30 FBI cars. You've got people outside with AR-15s. I mean, the show of force. And as you said, John, this isn't just about Donald Trump. This is about anybody that supports the MAGA movement, that supports conservatism, that supports anything but the Joe Biden America policies.
It's a warning. It's a slap upside the head. And the question is, do we have the strength to take the slap and stand up and say, no, we're not putting up with this crap. We're going, you know, you getting on your radio show talking about this, other interviews I've done, the writing and all that stuff, getting articles out there, trying to wake the people up. And, again, don't let this, you shouldn't be afraid. If you're afraid of your government, then you don't have a government. You have tyranny.
Exactly.
With being so darn fearful. There are some good groups out there, like the Rutherford Institute. As you know, we help people out and all that. They'll get up there and fight for you. And, you know, let's get together, folks. Like I say, in your local community, some of these sheriffs now, and go meet with your local sheriff and say, listen, let's make this a local community. Let's stop this nationalization of our town. We are independent. We have the right to fight against the government and all the stuff like that. And start taking stands. But let me give you a quote from Biden during his 2020 campaign. You want to hear this quote?
Yeah.
He said, I think it is a very, very unusual thing, and probably not very, how can I say it, good for democracy to be talking about prosecuting former presidents.
Wow.
He actually said that.
Yeah.
He's contradicted himself. So he'll be a former president pretty soon, I think.
Well, and if he lives long enough to be prosecuted, but his son Hunter, no doubt, and the Biden family incorporated will probably and should be indicted. You know, John, is you reminded us also of what President Harry Truman had to say. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens. Quite the warning from a former president, Harry S. Truman, right?
Yep, and we're there, very close to it. Let's see the people stand up and fight back.
Ladies and gentlemen, do what you can. Go to the Rutherford Institute .com, right, John?
Rutherford.org.
Rutherford.org. And invest your money and back up. Hit the donate button, okay? And let's support and back up all the great things that the Rutherford is doing on behalf of freedom. John Whitehead, thank you, John. Take care.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PAID. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PAID for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PAID for a $5 bonus.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The CDC updated its monkeypox guidance on pets after a new study reported that a dog tested positive for the virus in France. The Greyhound dog in Paris tested positive 12 days after its owners displayed symptoms. The report is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FBI for its raid of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. DeSantis compared documents in a locked closet gets a raid, and documents on a wide-open web server does not get a raid.
Maybe someone here can remind me about when they did a search warrant at Hillary's house in Chappaqua, when she had a rogue server and she was laundering classified information.
Two primary elections today, Alaska and Wyoming. Today we'll find out if Liz Cheney's attacks on President Trump sat well with her Cowboy State constituents, as she's being challenged by Trump-supported Harriet Hageman. USA Radio News.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Okay, this next story we're bringing to you is absolutely heartbreaking. Can you imagine losing your daughter, who happens to be your best friend, who happens to have Down syndrome, to illegal, unethical hospital protocols last year? I can't even imagine what Scott Shara has gone through in losing his daughter. And it's one thing, you know, because of COVID and all that was happening, but then to realize that there was one issue after another as he unraveled this experience. Firsthand, he witnesses the controversial hospital treatment of his daughter, Grace, who also had COVID but died due to a combination of questionable medications administered by the hospital staff, as well as a faulty decision to label Grace DNR, do not resuscitate. I mean, was it because, you know, she's a woman? Because she has Down syndrome? I mean, think about this. According to Disability News Service out of the UK, disabled females between 9 and 64 had a hospital death rate of 10.8 times higher than non-disabled females. Now, does that send some flags up for you? It does for me. And it certainly offers little comfort to Scott and his family. Scott Shara, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me back, Bill. What a nice introduction. You did a great job laying out the story.
Well, thank you. I really want to honor you and Grace and your family, you know, for what she went through. And Scott, even people, I mean, I have some dear friends who are now meeting, you know, people now that the dust is settling a little bit over COVID, and they're finding out, for example, just like with Grace, there were some protocols that are a bit controversial that were employed, and it's like one of those things. It points to causality, and it's very disconcerting because you and I were raised in a way to trust medical doctors, medical professionals, to trust our government. And after COVID, 2.5 years, and the lying and the deception, and even with the recent reports by the CDC backing down on their guidance, it's like, wait a minute, you know, what's going on here? You know, this is stuff that we kind of knew before, and because we said something, we were cast aside, we were canceled, we were, you know, told that we were lying to people, when the reality was, is our experience was giving us a different story than what the media wanted us to believe and what the government wanted us to believe.
Well, that's right on, and you can tell that their retraction is a lie. The CDC's retraction is a lie because they haven't given themselves any consequences. If you harm another person for what you recommended and now you realize it's wrong, what is your responsibility? So, I mean, anything that you said this before, we grew up in a kind of with a trust for the government. We certainly had a trust for the hospital, but you know, with what they've shown, you could honestly say anything they say now, you should consider a lie, or there's an ulterior motive. And what I just explained shows their ulterior motive. What they've dove into is the spirit of collectivism. And mm-hmm. What collectivism means is that we have to do things for the good of the population. And while that sounds right on its face, the reality is if they have a different agenda, they use that as a tool to steer people's mind to think about things globally. So we, mm-hmm. you know, we've got to worry about we have limited medical supplies, limited beds. So we've got to have these procedures so that we have the ability to free up beds. Well, of course, that there's a logic to that, but it didn't apply here whatsoever. And they use that as their excuse to implement a widespread agenda.
Exactly. And when they say for the good of the population, what does that mean? You know, you have to ask that critical question, right? It's the good of the population as they would define it. So it's the good of the population for Governor Cuomo to bring elderly people who were immune compromised into a cloistered area and causes the death of said elderly, and there's no consequence.
Well, that's right on. And you just said a mouthful there. Who defines it? The mm-hmm. elderly have all the wisdom. I mean, why would we want to get rid of them? Grace was, showed more love than I've seen out of any human being alive. I mean, I should be the one that would be taken out, not Grace.
Right. You know, while we're talking about Grace, it's important for people to understand your relationship. I mean, what a sweet girl. And what you've told me and shared with me before, Scott, 19 years old, you know, she was just, you know, your best friend, as you said. And what a sweet, sweet daughter and a blessing she was to you and your family.
You know, when I tell this story, I have to compartmentalize the relationship with Grace because I had to lose it.
Yeah.
She was an absolute gift.
Yeah.
Nobody deserves to have somebody as special as Grace in their life. Mm-hmm. You know, she made every single day a blessing and a joy. You know, it's going to be a long time to get that joy back. I just, it's day by day at this point.
Yeah, as my friend said, you never get over it, you get through it. And when I see pictures of Grace, you know, just the precious innocence and life in her face is just, you know, absolutely precious. And I know this is what you experienced on a daily basis. And Scott, I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God's comfort will be with you, and that you'll realize, you know, His promise that says that those who mourn, that God in a sense is mourning with you, and comforting you through this difficult period of time. And you know, Grace, as precious as she is, and I'm glad that we're talking about her. And you know, some people would look at her and say, well, she had Down syndrome, she was disabled, and you know, that's not what I hear from you. And for other people who have children of Down syndrome, what they bring to the family and to the life, and there are some countries today, if a child is diagnosed with Down syndrome before they're born, they're an automatic, you know, given death sentence for abortion. And I got to imagine, Scott, for all that you experienced with Grace and all that Grace contributed and everything like that, you'd be one of the first people to throw your body between them and the abortionist and not allow any Down children to be treated this way and to be eliminated just because they have Down syndrome and they're not, you know, what some would consider normal. I got to tell you, I know a lot of what so-called normal people that cannot compare with the gift of somebody with Down syndrome. And I've been very blessed to be around, you know, some special individuals who've had Down syndrome. And one of my best friends, whose brother was, you know, had Down syndrome, and he was a total gift to the family. He was just absolutely precious.
Well, again, you laid it out so perfectly. I mean, Grace, I couldn't compete with the way Grace was in 10 lifetimes. She was special. Mm-hmm. And what you said about aborting, which is murdering Down syndrome children before they're born, I want to frame this into a much wider perspective so your audience can understand what is going on. How this would even happen. So you think, how could this possibly be that they're killing people? And exactly. I've come to the conclusion that Grace was murdered. That's become my belief. So yeah. How could this even be? Well, there's an idea that Hannah Arendt coined back in 1961 when she studied the Adolf.
I'll tell you what, let's do this, Scott, because we're coming quick to break here. Let's go to the break, and we'll pick it up on the other side. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. More from Scott Scherer after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, sometimes, I should say oftentimes, when you are to the end of yourself, and like Danny Gokey is talking, don't lose hope. And it may seem easy to hear and to sing along, but when you're at that very end of the rope and you've tied so many knots at the end of the rope and you're just crying out for hope, you do what you can to hang in there. Scott Shara's story is... I think much like that, as I can imagine, and I can only imagine, not being in his shoes, but just thinking about the loss of his 19-year-old daughter, his best friend Grace, who had Down syndrome, and what Scott is saying is that he lost her and he didn't have to. But for the illegal and ethical hospital protocols in October of 2021. Now, Scott, this happened in Wisconsin, right?
It did.
Okay. How was it that they were able? I know Grace is 19. How was it that the hospital was able to make these decisions for her? I mean, you were still her guardian, were you not?
Actually, we weren't guardians. So Grace was a legal adult. So when mm-hmm. Grace turned 18, we had a choice. Do we want to be guardians or do we want to have a thing in Wisconsin? They allow a shared responsibility mm-hmm. idea. So we chose that because of how high functioning Grace was.
Right.
But that didn't mean we didn't have authority in this situation. We had the medical power of attorney. Mm-hmm. which the hospital had on file as of October 8th. Grace was killed on October 13th. So they knew this, but they were not, you know, what you expect in a hospital, and this is one reason I'm out fighting this battle, is because the idea of we have a perception of a hospital, we trust the white coat, you mm-hmm. think that they're going to be explaining things, which is called informed consent. And exactly. So in this case, you know, we were there. I was there for the first 3 days. My daughter Jessica was there for the last 2 days. There was 2 days where after I got kicked out where we didn't have advocacy. But
in those times, they never kept us abreast of what's going on. It mm-hmm. is a strange, it's a strange thing. You know, informed consent is your expectation. They don't do
exactly.
it. But mm-hmm. the hospitalist that's on staff, you know, as I drill this down and I keep learning more and more and I see their attitude, this is like the marketing person for the hospital, but they're a doctor. So they're always framing things in a light that makes the hospital look good and make more money. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the hospitalist in Grace's case was trying to convince me to put her on a ventilator. Well, she didn't need a ventilator any more than a hole in the head. A ventilator has a 90% kill rate.
Exactly.
And he even said, well, isn't a 10% chance better than no chance? You know, it's like, come on. What do you
yes.
I mean? They're the same. It's hard to say it this way, but this is what I've come to believe. They're like the outside or inside salesperson for the marketing of the hospital.
Right. Because they knew if they put her on a ventilator, they got more money, right?
Well, $300,000 in the case of a ventilator. It's big-time money.
Exactly. So now she's a profit center. She's no longer a human being. It's just a way to make money, going back to what we talked about, this cold-hearted collectivism idea. So did they end up putting her on a ventilator?
No, we
okay.
never agreed to a ventilator.
Good.
They asked
Good.
Us five different times for a pre-approval. So mm-hmm. that they could have that decision in their back pocket, and we refused it every time because we learned what the result of a ventilator is, and it's not a solution that should even be in an arrow in their quiver for solutions with COVID.
Exactly. And what you're saying is consistent with the other doctors and experts who we've had on the show, people who have gone through the same thing. The other thing was questionable medications. Was remdesivir involved?
It wasn't. So we were right.
Okay.
We were wise to remdesivir ahead of
you. You already knew that. Okay, that's good. Because a lot of people don't know about remdesivir. This is the prescription of choice that's been authorized by the CDC that comes with additional bonus money for the hospitals. And it is that in itself also is becoming known as a death sentence. I have some dear friends, and there are people that are meeting throughout the country, Scott, just to share their same experiences and the consistent prescription involved in the deaths of their loved ones has been remdesivir, that even to this day, the CDC has said this is the only approved prescription in hospital, and also now they've extended it outside of the hospital as well.
Absolutely, and people don't realize the United States only has 4.5% of the world's population. We're the only country with over a million deaths attributable to COVID. What's the reason? We're the only country that's prescribing remdesivir as the primary treatment meds. Remdesivir has a 75% kill rate if you receive three doses.
Right, exactly. And they usually come in packets of five, I'm told, by the medical professionals. And usually by the second packet, you're gone.
It seems to
be the case. Okay, so what questionable medications did they administer to Grace?
Well, when I explain this is why we're out sharing this, is because these medications are called end-of-life meds. So they use them on patients in their last day of hospice care. So they use Presidex, which is a sedation drug, lorazepam, and morphine. And in 29 minutes, they had those three drugs in Grace's system, which would have taken anybody out. Again, that's what they use at end-of-life meds with hospice care. And then when we hollered to save our daughter, they would not, because they said that she's DNR, do not resuscitate, which the doctor unilaterally put on Grace illegally.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, even if Grace would have put a DNR on herself, when we hollered, she's not DNR, save our daughter, by state statute, that overrides any DNR in place. They refuse to come in the room. So what I just explained, these end-of-life meds and a DNR ordered by the doctor is the state-sanctioned standard of care in the UK. That's by law. This is the way they take care of people in the UK. And when I first saw this in the records with Grace, I realized that I don't think this is an exception in the United States. I think Grace's case was the first one they were caught. And that's why we're yelling this from the rooftops.
Wow. How many contacts have you received, Scott, as a result of sharing Grace's story of other parents who have gone through similar heartbreak and nightmares?
Oh, boy, that's a, I would say, you know, roughly 1,000 at this point. 60.
A thousand, Scott.
Oh, I would say so. I mean, we get contacts almost, virtually every day, multiples. And, you know, a lot of them I talk with on the phone. A lot of them are just email because we have a spot on the website, but several of them get to the point where they have sent their stories. And many of the stories are more egregious than Grace's. We post them on Grace's website. There's already 60 stories that people have sent in.
Wow. And speaking of the website, go ahead and give us the website right now before we forget. Go ahead.
It's ouramazinggrace.net.
Ouramazinggrace.net. Wow.
Yes.
And so then you have these additional stories. Boy, this is...
Well, this has become our life. I am working roughly 90 hours a week on Grace's case. There's so much going on. And what I was saying before the break is framing her case. So I've become an advocate for the disabled because what's going on, what you mentioned about abortion, they set this up. So in the United States, 67% of Down syndrome children are already aborted. They're killed before birth. So then just process this in the idea of the banality of evil, which is evil so common we don't recognize it. Mm-hmm. When a young couple gets pregnant, they go to the doctor. He suggests an amniocentesis. They do it. The amniocentesis shows some type of a disability. The doctor really pushes them for an abortion at that point. Mm-hmm. And so if the person, you know, he recommends it. So in the case of Down syndrome, 67% already aborted in the United States. So now these same young people are now treating a Down syndrome or disabled person in the hospital. Well, they already have a bad attitude about it.
Of course.
That's what they've been taught for many decades. Mm-hmm. So this, what's going on should be expected. This is a world without God. And so this is
exactly
what we should expect.
And Scott, this is amazing to me because I was aware in, is it Sweden? That there's just an automatic order that if your child has been diagnosed with Down syndrome, is it Sweden? Is that what it is?
Denmark is 98% murder rate of Down syndrome children before they're born.
I had no idea that it was this high in the United States, 67% Down syndrome. And basically it's the way it's framed, right? Because I can tell you that our daughter, our second grandson in Hawaii, it was going to be a complicated birth and it was on the edge throughout and he was delivered early. But regardless of, you know, when it was, testing and everything in the sonogram, the doctor approached our daughter and son-in-law and said, he may come back, you know, he may come out affected if he survives at all, and really presented a bleak case and, you know, recommended an abortion. And my daughter said, absolutely not. You know, we'll have no talk of that. And, you know, at that point, then the doctor, you know, adjusted his attitude, thankfully. And, you know, my daughter called me up. She was really upset. And I said, honey, you know, in today's legal system, they have to tell you this. That's it. And you've made the right choice, thank God, you know, to hang in there. And fortunately, Ozzy's alive and well. He just turned 3. He's doing well. Thank God.
Wonderful.
Well, Scott Shara, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Take care. God bless.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process.